On national policy regarding the outbreak and spread of the Ebola virus from the African continent, our own U.S. Senator Ted Cruz has been making more sense than just about anyone. Even our own Rick Perry at first echoed Obama on no need for serious travel restrictions from West Africa. Regarding flight bans, Senator Cruz told a CNN audience, the doctors and experts are saying a flight ban is counterproductive, are repeating the administration talking points. Their arguments don't make sense. The first argument about the screenings doesn't make any sense because they don't work during the 21-day incubation period. And the second argument they make is they say a travel ban would prevent healthcare relief workers from arriving in West Africa. No one's talking about banning flights into West Africa, and healthcare workers should, of course, be allowed to go in there, and we can send them on charter flights or military C-130 aircraft with appropriate safety precautions. That's very different from saying commercial airliners should fly day after day after day with hundreds of passengers connecting with thousands of passengers coming all throughout the country. How is that not obvious to everyone from the beginning? And yet the president continues to oppose the primary thing one does with a communicable disease outbreak, break the links which allow it to spread to uninfected areas. Regarding the Ebola czar, Cruz got that right too, saying we should be less concerned about giving the public the feeling that government's on top of this and more concerned about the government actually being on top of it. What we need's presidential leadership. Well, Ted, that may have to wait till you're in the job. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.